Welcome, everybody, to another Nerd Watch podcast here exclusively at the amazing Hawaii Comic Con. I, of course, am G Money. We have been talking to a lot of comic book creators today, a lot of local comic book creators, and we have two more courtesy of the lovely Oahu, right?
That's right.
Oahu, you got from Oahu. They do a fantastic book called Ke Pahu Kai. Why don't you introduce yourselves, guys?
My name is Gabriel Peckham. I'm the creator.
I'm Ransom Edison. I help write and draw the strip.
All right. Ransom and Gabriel. That's sounds like a, I don't know, like a buddy cop movie almost. It's really awesome. Anyway, gentlemen, thank you for joining me today. Really awesome. Amazing Hawaii Comic Con. You guys are here along with the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance. Yes,
that's right.
Oh, fantastic! And have you guys been with the Comic Book Alliance, the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance, for a while?
No, actually, we just sort of hooked up with them since we've gotten our comic really rolling.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Now, I've asked this of all the creators. So, first off, for both of you, where did the I don't want to say the inspiration for the comic, because that's a question that comes later. Where did the inspiration for drawing and for or crafting stories come from? I mean, was that something from your youth, or was that something like at 25 you're like, hey, man, I really like this stuff?
That's Gabriel's
story. All right, Gabriel, you go ahead.
Well, I did come up with the idea of Ke Pahu Kai, you know, like 30 years ago when I was a kid. And I always wanted to draw, but I didn't quite have that talent.
Right.
So when we met Rusty Bailey, he's just a really, really great, you know, illustrator. So he took the concept and started developing the characters by drawing. And then Ransom, you know, he brings to the table a lot of knowledge about the ocean creatures, and he sketches and lays out really well, too. So it's like we all kind of have our specialty, but they all work together, too. So it's...
Was this something that, I mean, as far as were you guys artists in your youth? Were you doodlers? Were you? I mean, everybody I've talked to so far from the Comic Book Alliance has told me that they were not doing good in school because all they were doing was doodling in class and not doing their homework.
Well, I can't say that's all I was doing, but yeah, I certainly was a doodler and a drawer and, you know, imitating the comic book style from the very beginning, for sure.
Fantastic. Yeah. Now, what forces brought you two together?
Disc golf is the truth.
Disc golf and poker.
So we first got to know each other. We're also gamers. We play a lot of games together. And
Wait. What kind of gamers?
Non-electronic games.
Board games.
Poker. Yes.
I'm old, so I know what you're talking about. That's non-electronic. So I go far as back as lawn darts. So I'm good. I know what you're talking about.
Very misleading term.
That's right. Exact gamer. Right. That normally involves a controller, but I know what you're talking about. This involves the outdoors, breathing fresh air, you know, stuff like that. That's good. So you guys have known each other for a while. Yes.
Almost 20 years.
Ransom, you don't...
yeah, no, maybe we got 20, but 15, I think.
Wow, that is amazing. So, as far as collaboration, you know, some people say it's great. Other people, they're really staunch about their vision. How is it to collaborate with someone that you know and are friends with? Is it a tough process? Does it make it easier?
I think it makes it easier in our case. Yeah, I'm not a very good collaborator in general. I'm really stubborn in that way too.
Gotcha.
But in this case especially, I think this is more Gabriel's vision, and we have a good back and forth. He's a much better collaborator than I am. It's more of a science background.
Right.
He's used to working on big projects and passing manuscripts back and forth. I'm not, so I give him a lot more credit on that. But it is a lot more his vision,
right?
I think, for the whole strip. So I almost have no choice.
Well, even him saying that, even though I do have a vision of what it is, we wouldn't have gotten this far if I didn't have a team, and it's recognizing the talents of that team.
Sure.
And sometimes that means I have to compromise on what I think my vision might be, but I think the only reason we've gotten this far is because we all want it to be good, and we're always willing to rework something we've done for it to be better.
Right.
So
And that is a big thing with us, because it is three of us that all have our real niche, and we pass our manuscripts back and forth, and rewrite and reimagine things, and willing to go back to the drawing board a lot of times.
Now, my question is, with a character as this, where did that come from, and what was the original idea behind it? Was this always what the character was supposed to be?
Originally, when the concept came to me, you know, when I was a kid and writing comic strips, I imagine like a newspaper.
Okay, gotcha.
Which is why I keep calling it a strip still, from old habits.
Right.
If you look at it, you can tell it was originally conceived as a strip.
Right.
But I thought it was funny to have a guy that was sort of banished to the ocean.
You can get closer to the mic. Okay. Perfect.
Banished to the ocean as a mutant sea monster, and he's kind of forced to have this fish, Glenn, as a sidekick. And it was supposed to be just sort of a comedic strip, with the overall arching storyline sort of being in the background. It'd be more a comic strip, commenting on the daily things going on. So when we brought Ransom in and Rusty in, that's when it really became a graphic novel. We started developing the backstory more, bringing that to the forefront. So that's the overall theme. The original theme is still there.
Right.
It's just gotten grander.
Yeah. I mean, the whole original idea was just sort of not to have so much of a story going, but just a banter between a few characters and
right.
a lot of wisecracks. But to be able to fuel that, we started working on a backstory and thinking of exactly who these characters were and where they came from, and it became a much more interesting story than our first original idea.
Like you're crafting a world. And
exactly. And that's now what it is, really, but it didn't start out that way at all.
Right. Now, with the comic like this, you guys, local boys from here, from Hawaii, where are you from?
California.
What part of California?
Like San Francisco Bay Area.
Oh, okay. I was born in Southern California.
I grew up in Upland.
Cool. Right on. And what about you, sir? Local guy? Local boy?
No, I'm from Seattle.
Oh, you're from Seattle. Okay. So then what is the inspiration to do a Hawaiian-based Hawaiian-based comic book?
Well, actually, my dad and several of my brothers, stepmom, lived on the Big Island since the 70s.
Oh, gotcha.
So I've been coming here and visiting, and that was really the connection for me for drawing this underwater comic originally.
Right. So, and with you, was it, I can't even believe I'm going to say this, was it a tough transition to come here?
No. For me, I had lived in Japan for 10 years before
I
came to Hawaii.
Fantastic.
So Hawaii was coming halfway home in a way.
Very cool.
You know, my foot in both worlds in a sense here. But, you know, I also came here as a dive instructor. The first few years I was here, I worked as a dive instructor.
Right.
And I had this idea always of using fish as characters in some kind of comic or something, different personalities of fish. So then when I hooked up with him, the idea of doing a Hawaiian theme comic didn't seem strange at all.
Sure, sure.
Although maybe, you know, to make it really Hawaiian, we're not equipped to do that. But I think a lot of the idea of Kipakukai is as a newcomer's perspective on this different world.
Right.
And in our case, it's on the underworld, but it's sort of analogous to moving to Hawaii or something like that.
And it's always
encountering something very
different.
Right,
and it's always nice to have, it's always nice to have a perspective on it where you're not part of the culture. You can look at it from the outside looking in sometimes.
Well, I think that's why there's so many of those kind of stories appeal to it. You have an outsider
sure.
seeing this interesting, different world,
right?
So you can kind of experience it through errors in the same way, you know, with this from you can identify with this person community.
Right. Now, with this comic, will this? Are you guys have a? Do you guys have a? This is this a whole overarching series at hand here? Are we just continuing the story? What are we up to now? What number are we up to right now?
Well, we've only published two.
Two.
Working on the three, but we're working on the manuscript for number 7 right now.
Wow.
And, you know, have a kind of blueprint for more. It's debatable exactly how far we want it to go. Completely open-ended? I don't know. We have a clear direction where we're going.
Good. Now, that was something that I mentioned to your compatriots from Hawaii Comic Book Alliance was, is it, you know, when you're an independent comic book writer and artist, the deadlines and things fall on you. Do you find it hard? Do you find it easier that you're not under that pressure, or do you find it tougher because you got to put yourself under that pressure?
The conventions end up being our deadlines most of the time.
Nice. So that's a cool way to craft it around, right? You're not the only one. Todd Bernardi, who's part of our little NerdWatch crew, is the same way too. He's like, by the con, it's going to get done. Yeah, he does it all the time. Now, listen, another question I wanted to ask, because I've asked every single Hawaii Comic Book Alliance artist this, and I kind of wrap up the show with this because it becomes kind of a longer conversation in a way. We live in a very PC culture in 2016, extremely PC culture. And I use Sam Campos's illustrations or his comic as an example. In 2016, is it hard to say, for some people, you know, for those that would not understand, like Pineapple Man, they would say you're culturally appropriating that to Hawaii. Is it hard to write in 2016 under those kinds of conditions? I mean, does your creativity get lost? As far as that goes, are you crafting, or how do you guys look at it? Because that's something that I've noticed a lot in the media per se, and a lot in comic books now. It seems to kind of be what's happening. That's the way the trends are going. So, what's your take?
Sort of, you mean sort of reflecting like a lot of the violence and stuff like that.
More or less like
being afraid of offending someone.
Correct. Correct.
Well, I mean, yeah. In a sense, we are sometimes self-conscious of the fact that we're two non-local Howleys writing about a Hawaiian comic. And, we have to be, of course, we sort of have to be sensitive about it. And we think a lot about it a lot. We just try to tell the best story we can. But when I talk to my friends who are Hawaiian about it, they say, it's just a comic book. It's a comic book, So...
What's funny is that you guys gave the most PC answer out of everybody. All the local boys on here were like, we all blend together. We know what everybody here, I've always considered this, and most of the guys agreed with me, like, living here is actually a melting pot because everybody, they don't live in separate neighborhoods. Everybody melds together. They have Mary, and they have kids together, and they're all different nationalities. So here, when we see those kinds of PC things in the islands, we don't pick up on it like the mainland does because we're not really separated. We're all together. So they were telling me, like, it's their differences that make us great. It's those are the things, if we can make fun of ourselves, it makes it so much easier.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it is easier in Hawaii, too, because it's more of a melting pot.
Yeah, absolutely.
There isn't that separation of cultures. Everything's kind of mixed in the same household often.
Right. And then when you add in Comic-Con and you have, women dressed up as beasts, and furry creatures, we all kind of enjoy what we have here. It's kind of fun. It's kind of freeing, and we enjoy it. So with Kipaku Kai, you're at number two.
We're at number two.
You're working on number seven. And what I'm assuming is that number three will be around by the next con.
Oh yes.
Is that right?
Is that August?
I think so.
It ultimately resides in our missing member here.
Well, listen,
we'll have to call him the bottleneck.
Before we take off, where can we get your comic?
Get it at Geckos, Other Realms, KBDE on Molokai.
And, of course,
Maui Comics.
Maui Comics and Collectibles, my favorite place, obviously. Maui Comics and Collectibles. And it's always nice that local comic book retailers, because that's all there really exists. It's not like we have, it's not, there's a Sears brand comic book store. I like the fact that local comic book stores are willing to, give shelf space to local comic book artists. It's really nice that they give the opportunity to do that.
Absolutely. We're so grateful for all the support we've gotten from all the local comic book shops.
It's
great that there is a number of good local comic book shops on the islands. Many more than bookstores these days.
You could not have said it better. Where can we reach you if we wanted to contact you? Did you guys have any Facebooks around? Where can we contact you?
Yeah. KipakuKai.com. Our emails are up there, and I'm on Facebook.
KipakuKai.
KipakuKai. All right. So, Gabriel, Ransom, thank you guys so much. That's KipakuKai. You can get your copy at any of the any of your favorite local comic book stores in Oahu, in Maui, Big Island as well, I believe. So check them out there. And if you listening to the show while you're while the Comic-Con is going on, you guys can pick it up here at the Hawaii Comic-Con, the amazing Hawaii Comic-Con. Guys, thank you so much for stopping by and talking to us. We really do appreciate it. And we'll see you guys at the next con.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, guys, stay tuned. We got more interviews, more with the Nerd Watch coming up very shortly right here on the Nerd Watch podcast. Until then, aloha.